long.
Wow.
It's cut here, and it's cut here, and it's up in there. Well, that's the thing that monitors you. That monitors you all, everything. Of course, to begin with, he had 7 tubes from here down to here. He had a tube coming out of each ear, and he had this huge thing in his mouth, because they wouldn't let me see him until they got all that out, except the one in his mouth. Mm-hmm. And of course, those little oxygen things that they have in the nose, mm-hmm. he had those for about 3 days.
Yeah.
But they told me that it would be 3 days before I could see him, and I was just dying, because he's just my whole life, really. He's just my whole life. And he was just killing me, absolutely. I just didn't think that I could. Well, I just turned him over to the law, that's all I could do.
Yeah.
And and he was worried about me, because with this high blood pressure, and I have a bad back, I have a deteriorating disc. And he just, all the time that all this was going on, he was just so concerned about what it was going to do to me. And then I was him. But he's still like a child. When anything happens, anything that seriously happens, a serious problem that arises, he still wants to talk to Mama about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he still comes to me, like when he was a little boy, he still comes to Mama with his problems. And that was, for the first time and the only time in his life, I couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I said it was just like I told our pastor. I said it's just like when he was a little boy. I could pick him up and kiss his hurt away, but that time I could do nothing but just pray for him. That's all I could do. And it was just, you can't imagine what going through it, you know, when you have somebody in your family. You can't imagine what it's like. That's the most horrible thing in the world to think about going through, because they just cut you open and just bend you back. They break every rib, everything. They just cut you open and they just bend you back. And they came in here and cut up to here in both legs and got the arteries.
To replace?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And his legs did fine. He had no trouble. His legs will swell, his feet, just a little bit if he's up on them for longer than 15 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of times they are. Now, he tries not to work because it hadn't been a year yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still sore. Those muscles, it just takes so long and everything. But that's just one of the most horrible things in the world to think about. I guess brain surgery would be the same thing if you had a person, you know, a relative that was going through that. But it was just awful. But they carried him down at 8 o'clock in the morning. They came in at 6, and I was there by 6. My sister, I stayed with my sister all the time. He was in the hospital in Tuscaloosa, and her daughter lives in Birmingham. She works for the Alabama News, so we stayed with her. So we were there by 6 o'clock. He told me, he said, "Now, Mother, you be here by 6, because they're going to come in and stop giving me shots." So at 6 o'clock they did. They came in with 6 needles.
Oh,
they gave him three in each hip.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, but all the time,